fucking what's his name on speed dial, and he can just come and Hulk out and kill the whole tracksuit guys, like
some generic villains.
I want to take us on a little side quest.
Goku's one of the greatest anime heroes of all time. He's badass. He's awesome.
Dude, hands down, Final Fantasy VII wins every day.
How could you not love the Mario Brothers movie?
RoboCop kicks everyone else's ass.
And that's why Superman sucks.
Oh, the Velociraptors kick ass in Jurassic Park every single day.
Oop, went on a bit of a rant there, huh?
Oh, welcome back, everybody, to the SideQuest Podcast. This is Eric. You have joined us on another lovely Friday post-digestion week. Hopefully you got all that food out of your system. We know how it goes. We'll never tell. But welcome. We've got a very special Triple H episode today. We're not talking about the wrestler. We're just talking about Halo Infinite. We're talking about Hawkeye, and we're talking about the holidays. So welcome to a very special Triple H episode, my friends. We've got a lot of that and more coming up. So for our first main quest of the day for the first Friday in December, I've heard a few things about Halo Infinite, and I heard from a little birdie that one of us has played it. So Justin and Jeff, welcome as always. I'm hearing some flack about Halo Infinite. Some of the beta and the early access is going on right now. A lot of people are pissed off because they started calculating how much it costs to like get all the gear that they said was free and all the millions of combinations. So I'm just throwing this out there. How's Halo Infinite look in our books right now? Justin, I'm tossing this one over to you.
Thank you, Eric. It's good to hear your voice again. It's like a breath of breath of fresh air.
A breath of breath. Nice.
No, so I've dug into the game. I've played a good number of matches going on so far, and I definitely noticed that, like, I unlocked, you level up, and they're like, oh, you unlocked this costume. Pay us to get it. And I was like, wait, I thought I unlocked it. Why am I paying you for an armor that I unlocked? And I get it. I mean, with Game Pass, the beta's free. Have not paid a penny for the full game yet. Will, definitely will. I'm more concerned with the gameplay. There's a lot of new intricacies that go into it. There's maybe like three maps that are available right now, so it's very repetitive and boring. It seems they nerfed a lot of weapons. My gosh, the slam time on the hammer is ridiculously slow. Like, you get annihilated by a pistol as you're trying to hammer them. It's just like,
oh man.
There's and the weapons. And the thing is, like, with all the different weapons and the new upgrades and augmentations, without playing the full campaign mode, you don't fully understand what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
You're like, what is this drop shield thruster that I got? What is this grappling hook?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to shoot some mother effers.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a good job at convincing me not to take a look at it right away. I had some better hopes and higher hopes for it, and it's funny you mentioned the I unlock the outfit. It's more like you unlock the opportunity to purchase it now. So congratulations, give us more, give us money, even though it's free right now. But please give us your wallets and all of your Christmas spending money.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, the way that Halo is set up is you never see your. It's for other people.
Yeah. It's, because it's unless you're in the back of the Warthog, you'll see your outfit and your cool sword and your Hayabusa whatever helmet. I forget whatever fuck I had from Halo 3, but yeah, I'm with you there. It's like cosmetic stuff.
Yeah, but the gameplay wise, it's different than Halo 5. It takes some getting used to. Like, we lose the built-in thrust. You lose the ground pound. Apparently, there's assassinations are gone.
Hmm.
So I'm trying to. You still do like a 1HK behind them,
mm-hmm.
but you don't get the animation of doing like a John Wilkes Booth.
Your favorite, Jeff.
I love him,
Jeff. You over there? Is this a game you're going to be looking into picking up?
No, I don't play first-person shooters, so...
Yeah. It's been a while for you.
Halo. So I got nothing. I mean, one of the reasons I don't play first person, like Justin said at the end, you get these crazy cool cosmetics, but yet you can't see it on your character.
Right.
Which is kind of stupid.
Right.
Because the whole point of gaming and collecting gear and outfits and weapon skins and stuff is I fucking want to see it.
Right. So, right.
And you know, what's the point?
Exactly.
And I think third person is more tactical and it's a little harder to play, but you really feel like you're moving the character. You really feel like you're in control of that character and its surrounding.
So, yeah. I feel like there aren't, and correct me if I'm wrong, I know you guys have played maybe a few more games than I have in our lifetime here, but is there a good game out there that is multiplayer online, a shooter, kind of like Halo, that allows you to switch from first person to third person willingly? I don't know of one.
I mean, Destiny kind of does it when you go into like your melee mode. So there's like a class, I think it's called a hunter or something, that you can jump in the third person. It's possible. I mean, it doesn't make sense. I'm playing like Sea of Thieves sometimes with my guild, my Final Fantasy guild and stuff. But anytime you go into like an emote or a dance, it just zooms out and there's your character. It's like, why can't I just?
Yeah,
it's clearly there. It's animated. All these multiplayer games, the character is animated.
Yeah,
in like single player RPGs, like at the New Worlds or whatever, they apparently didn't have time to code the character movement, but it's single player. In multiplayer, all the movements are animated out. I mean, when you see the Halo characters run by, they don't run in a stiff board straight. They're running and moving. So, yeah,
teabagging.
I wish they did it in more games.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you could do it. There's like Elder Scrolls Online. You can go into first or third, and there's PvP in their world, PvP and stuff. So you can fight in first person if you want, or you can fight in third person. Bethesda's really good at giving you the option of playing the way you want to play.
Yeah.
Well, here, real quick to side quest upon this main quest, but it's not really a side quest, but one of the big things, I guess there's two big things that Halo has done with Infinite is, one, they brought back split screen.
Oh.
Yeah. So mother effers can play on one TV again. It's been like 8-10 years before the last time we could do that.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that they did is you keep your armor innate to yourself and you get like a blue hue or a red hue that goes over you when you are in team battle. So it's not just red versus blue anymore. Like you still have like your green and white armor with like a red hue over it, which I think is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, that is kind of cool. I mean, I definitely want to spin off into a side quest here, which is, you know, as soon as I started hearing the flack about, you know, you unlock the ability to pay for this stuff. And even though it's cosmetics, right? Like games nowadays, we are just so comfortable. I wonder whoever the first person was in the first game was, is like, he was probably in a boardroom and said, wait, like Gary's crazy. We're going to sell the game for $50. And Gary, you're saying you want to have like an online store in the game for people to buy more shit? Like, are you nuts? Like he was probably laughed out of the room. And at some point somebody just said, yeah, fuck it. Let's try it and see what happens. And nowadays with a game like Halo Infinite, you know, back in the Halo 3, like everything's in game. You got to achieve missions and achievements and all this stuff to gain the stuff that's already there. You don't have to pay to like go into master mode and, you know, go into, you know, the hardest mode ever and no deaths or whatever to get the best gear. Like my side quest for you guys is, what are your thoughts on just like this? You're paying for the game and then you have to pay more money to like make it exciting. Like you kind of get the out of the box bullshit, the stupid gun with no decals, whatever. Like are you guys just sick of those games, or is this something that you guys just eat up and you just open up your wallet? So Jeff, I'm gonna throw that one over to you first.
So what am I opening my wallet to exactly?
Well, let's say, you know, those pay-to-play, like Battlefront 2, prime example. Hey, you can sit here and grind 1,200 hours, or you could pay us $200 right now and start, you know, unlocking shit for free. So kind of like that pay-to-play
cosmetic. Yeah, well, cell phone games are, like, notorious for, like, really exploiting this. I think someone last night on, like, the Warcraft subreddit made a, like, a little gif of if Warcraft was on mobile. And it was just the stupid animation looking things. And your character's walking, and then it ran out of energy. And it's like, spend money on crystals to continue your journey and refill your energy to walk forward. And it was so, it made you so frustrated watching it. Yeah, I mean, any outside of just costumes, and maybe if a game has like housing and stuff, and you can like decorate. Anything that makes it not that you can play or speeds it up or like pay to win, then it's stupid. But if you know, if there's like Darth Vader and you want a red cape and they're like, oh, we have this red samurai outfit that you can buy. I mean, it's not really hurting anyone. It's like, yeah, all right, that's cool. Like if you really want that, then I guess you could buy it.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, why can't you just make that available to grind for?
Some people just don't want to grind, and companies know that, and they know they can get money. I mean,
well, I'm saying why not both?
Why don't you kill your food and then cut it open and skin it and eat it? Because you don't fucking want to do that. You just want it now. You want your ground beef.
No, but when it comes to a video game, I don't mind the grind.
For some games, I think like for like Guild Wars 2, which Eric now is knowing about since he's playing it, they it's a $40. You buy the base game, and now you own the game, and that's it. And they keep releasing patches and story content and new dungeons and things like that. But a company needs to get money to continue adding to a game once the game's released. So in order to do that, they release different cosmetics and different skins of mounts, and then they can generate income that way to continue adding to the game.
Yeah.
Because if they didn't have that, then they would have no income, and that's it. The game's...
See, I think that's like the...
Depends on the type of game, too. Yeah. Like, Guild Wars is an MMO. It's online all the time. You know, they got to keep the money rolling into
year the servers after year on after. Right,
I mean, Halo, they come out with a Halo, then 2 years, 3 years later they come out with a new one. So for a game like that, they should just give you all the shit up front and then make the new ones for later. But what if it's 2 years after the game came out and then they're just adding some skins and be like, oh, buy this? I mean, it's
I feel like we're, you know, it's almost like the, you know, apologies to all the boomers out there, but it's the boomer argument, right? Like, hey, back in my day when I, you know, when we got Super Smash Brothers on the 64, you got the whole game when you paid for it. I still have it right now. It's in my basement. The thing still works. But like nowadays, I feel like there's a right way of doing it wrong. And like the pay to play, you know, you're basically like going to be made fun of. You already paid $60 for the game. Now you have to, you know, you're opening up your wallet for more shit. And again, a lot of it's cosmetics and self-inflicted. But Jeff, you hit on something that I think is like the right way to do it. When you mentioned Guild Wars 2, is they give you the game, you buy the game, and then there's more. There's more storylines. There's more things to do. And the one and only time that I did that and actually enjoyed it was way back when, Black Ops 2 came out, and I bought like the season pass was like new. It was like, well, what the hell do I get with this? Like, instead of paying $60, I'm going to pay 90, but what am I getting? And they gave you the whole roadmap. They said, hey, every quarter, you're going to get 3 new maps, new skins, new guns, new game types. And it kept it exciting over the course of the year. So for like that $30 extra, I felt like I was almost getting a new game every 3 months, and it kept it fresh and exciting. And I played it for a couple of years, but ever since then, like every other game that came out, I've just kind of been waiting because I haven't invested that much time in. But like, I remember Battlefront 2 being like, you know, Disney basically said, turn that fucking shit off. I don't know what you guys just did, but everybody is ranting about what, you know, either spend 1200 hours or pay $1,000 right now.
Stupid. Yeah. If you wanted to unlock Darth Vader,
you gotta Like
they put it behind such a grind that it'd take like 100 years or something. Like that's like what?
Yeah, that's guy? Shitty. That's super shitty.
That's shitty. I mean, if they wanted, if there's Darth Vader with a different blue lightsaber, like okay, that'd yeah. be a different story. But to play the one of the main characters in that franchise is stupid. The only time that I think it comes, it's a problem, like in Guild Wars, is if the pay shop skins or stuff looks better than like the new skin they put in a dungeon that you can grind for.
Yeah.
Then you're like, all right. Like, well.
Yeah, right. It's something to attain, right? Like, hey, how'd you get that legendary gear? It's like, well, to be honest, I had to do like 15 raids in the dungeon and I had to play, you know, 24 hours of world versus world. And you look at it and you're like, okay, so 3 months from now, if I sit here and say goodbye to family and friends and life and all that, like, I could probably do it, you know, but you can at least attain it on your own without having to open up your wallet.
Yeah, I mean, Fortnite would be dead. Riot would have money if they didn't have their, you know, cosmetics and skins. That's how they make their money. So without it,
yeah,
you would still be in that first whatever because they'd have no developers to pay because they're not making any income. And then if they can't pay any of the developers, they can't design new stages and new stuff. So
oh my god,
that was their business model is... You know, we'll give you the stages and the gun and, you know, the experience for free, but we're going to come out with these cool skins.
Yeah.
If you buy those, then it also helps us stay in business. I mean,
God.
Yeah,
it's so true. Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to lay down some law real quick, and I think it's time for a new H.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I think we've driven this H into the ground. Jeff, you make some great points. Eric, you make some mediocre points. let's get to the next H.
Let's do it. Well, right in between that other H, we got a little segment coming up.
Get over here! Finish him! Flawless victory.
Oh, yeah, we got a little H in between the big H, which is a death battle. Two very fine and respected gentlemen in their cinematic worlds. Happy Hogan versus Herman Munster. And it took me like 5 tries to get Herman Munster's name. I was like, wait, is it Henry Munster, Harry? And I fucking Googled it because I'm dumb. And it's Herman Munster. So I want to know, gentlemen, and I'll start this one with you, Justin. Who do you think would win in a death battle? Mr. Happy Hogan from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the right-hand man to Tony Stark, the kind of creepy uncle to Spider-Man, or Herman Munster, the lovable, you know, doofus Frankenstein type 1950s, very lovable monster guy, whatever we want to call him. So who do you got and who are you going with and why?
Let me get some clarification. What are the stakes that they are battling?
Okay.
Does Happy Hogan have any access to weapons or Tony Stark? Or are we thinking that they are in a Mexican restaurant and Happy Hogan backs his seat into Herman Munster, who stands up and then they puff chest?
Yeah.
What kind of battle are we talking here?
I like the latter, and let's change locations to Happy Hogan finds himself in the Munster household, and Herman Munster finds out and is not happy because Happy's trying to hit on Mrs. Munster.
Herman Munster all day.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Happy. I like you, but he's just a human. Have you watched the Munsters to see some of the stuff that Herman's gone through? He's got a tough skull, man. He takes baseball bats and car crashes and he's just like, it's all good, guys.
Man,
like I don't think Happy can do anything to crack that man's skull.
Wow. I'm gonna have to go opposite you just for the fact that I feel like Herman Munster, even in his household, if it was just a man-to-man fight and yeah, they could grab shit off the shelf and whatever, I feel like Happy Hogan, he's been known to be a little bit of a boxer. He got his ass kicked by Black Widow, but he was still in the ring, so it counts for something. I feel like Herman would get winded. I feel like he would try. I feel like it takes him a lot to just swing his arm and move around. I mean, especially in those big-ass shoes and how tall he is. I feel like over time, Happy could definitely wear and tear him down and at some point going for the kill. So I'm going to have to go opposite you and say Mr. Happy Hogan wins. And now he's the new dad.
He's the new dad, Jeff, with the tiebreaker.
Yeah, I think I'll have to go think I'll have to agree with Eric on Happy.
Yes.
Just because he also has access to quite a bit of tech.
No, but that's, we're saying he does not have access to that tech.
Yeah, but you don't know. He
but then he no, has we're, something but on we're him. Saying we're saying in this situation he does not have access to that tech.
Okay, but I'm sure Happy holds some form of things on him at all times.
A cell phone.
He's allowed to
with no access.
Like Tony Stark. Oh, but he doesn't have his nanobots, and he can't go into a suit. Well, then that's dumb.
So who is it?
I mean,
it then?
I still think Happy. I mean, he was, you know, he runs around with super. I mean, look at the shit he deals with and dodges in the Marvel movies. There's just, I mean, all he's got to do is just chop Herman Munster's head off.
With what?
And I just, think he's yeah, what? Clever.
Oh, I love that.
He could drown it. I mean,
punch him in his huge, giant testes, and when he bends over, he chops his head off. I love it.
He has way more feats in the movie than Herman Munster just kind of stomping around the house. You know, Happy is actually, you know, almost getting hit by cars, planes, energy blasts. He's very good at dodging. I don't see Herman Munster even getting close to him.
I think I'll say this, even though it was two versus one here in the end, I feel like there's a lot of listeners out there that are probably saying, Eric and Jeff, you're probably in the minority. Like Herman Munster is a monster. I feel like he's probably got some superhuman strength and can crush Happy Hogan's skull if he gets a hold of it and keep him away while Happy's trying to punch. So let us know what you think out there. We want to hear from you. Hit us up at SideQuestPod as we move into our next big H of the day. Which is Hawkeye. First two episodes were released, and the third just came out a couple days ago. Most of us caught at least the first two episodes. And I want to know to you guys, Jeff, I'll toss this one to you first. What are your thoughts on Hawkeye so far? The first two episodes overall, do you like it? How's it stack up to the other Marvel shows that you've seen? So loaded question, but I'll start there with you.
Yeah, I haven't watched it, so
oh,
I got nothing.
Well, we won't start with Jeff.
I've been out of town, and
so it shows how excited you are to go see it. So we could start there at least.
I mean, I still haven't watched it, so I'm not like. I mean, I'll watch it. It's just not something that I need to watch right now.
Yeah, makes sense.
Just because I don't know. I'm not really a big Hawkeye fan. I mean, it looks cool. I don't know. I've only seen one trailer. Yeah, well, I haven't gotten to it, and I probably will in the next week or two.
Yeah. Well, I can help you out with that decision. I can help you out with that is wait till it's over. So far, I'm not impressed, my personal opinion, but it's just there's only six episodes. The first two that I watched are a little bit lackluster and not that exciting, and they try to really, really make Hawkeye – I don't know what they try to do with them. It just, to me, it's not hitting the mark. I like the actors. Don't get me wrong. I think Haley Steinfeld and Jeremy Renner are fine actors, but I feel like it's just like a man and concept out of place. Like it's a Hawkeye during the holidays and it's kind of comedic and it's kind of just, it's not hitting the marks for me so far. I'll keep the spoilers away from everybody, but I just wasn't impressed with the first two. When I watched something like Loki, I was captivated. I was sucked in the first episode, and I wanted more. And so I'll leave it there. But Justin, did you watch the first two at all?
So I'm one episode in.
Yep.
Caught the first one. Enjoyed. I enjoyed it. I thought. I'm not saying that it was good. I'm not saying that it was quality. I'm not saying that Jeff, that you should run out to watch it. I like the holiday spirit that they captured. I'm a sucker for that.
Mm, okay.
So I thought that was kind of fun. I like the atmosphere. I like New York. I like the lights. I like the ice skating. All of the stuff that just makes it like, okay, this is the atmosphere that they create.
Yeah.
Okay. I liked. Do I think that come episode six, the arc that they created is going to be worth a damn? No, I think that they're going to fall into the same thing they did with Winter Soldier and Falcon.
Okay. Yeah, it's almost
Please prove me wrong.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, it's almost like Hawkeye's like Macaulay Culkin grown up or something, like run around New York and now, you know, is trying to hide out from bad guys and stuff. The one gripe I will have, and this is not a spoiler at all, but his family is with them, so Hawkeye's family, and it was kind of like, I don't know if they thought this far ahead when they were shooting like Infinity War, but it was actually Anthony Russo's kids, or at least one of his kids. She's the daughter, and she is definitely not an actress. They just kind of threw her in there as like a, you know, like, hey, I'll get you in the movie because, you know, your dad's the director. And now they're probably like, shit, now we're stuck with her. She irks me, and she's not that great of an actress, and I don't know why I'm just so honed in on how bad the acting is, but it's just like, it's one of those things where it's like, you're just waiting for her to just stare into the camera. Like, all right, hello, you know, I don't even know what her name is in the show, but I don't know. It's just one of those things that just kind of added to the list of like, oh man, the show's kind of missing the mark for me. So I'm only two episodes in, but the big difference, Jeff, because I know you're a big fan of Loki right away, is it's just not something that sucked me in that said, I can't wait till the next episode. I can't wait till next week. I got to see what happens now. Like, who is that? What is going on here? And I guess
Loki's character, I mean,
well, yeah. And just the overall environment, like it's a really cool concept. Loki snatched out of time and like now he's in a place, you know, like that was a cool concept. Hawkeye running around New York with some wannabe, you know, archer, for certain reasons I won't disclose, but like it wasn't something that I don't know if like the story needed to be told. I know what they're doing. I know the reason behind it is that they're trying to, you know, set up new phase 4 or phase 5 shows and movies with like introducing new characters like Hayley Steinfeld's Kate Bishop. And we actually have,
I was going to say it's been long rumor that they're trying to do the Young Avengers. And I think that this, from like a financial standpoint and from like a business perspective, doing, if this is in fact what they're doing, to set up Kate Bishop as to be like a leader of a Young Avengers crew, which I could give two shits about and do not want to watch. But financially, it's a much cheaper investment than trying to do like a cinema rollout, which I think they should have done 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like the way that they introduced Hawkeye. You could have had a 3 to 4 episode YouTube series of here's Hawkeye, this is what he's capable of, okay, there we go.
Yeah, and I guess it's Jeff, if I knew the term, you'd be so happy for me, but it's basically like when you go into like a level 10 zone or 80 zone in an MMO and like it you play at the same level there and you don't get raped or crushed or something. I can't think of the word. Dan told it to me the other day, but anyways, it's like when you go into the show, the point I'm trying to make is when you go into this show, it's like all of a sudden it's like back to elemental human characters. Whereas like in Loki, it's like cosmic beings and stuff happening. You go to Captain Falcon, the Winter Soldier, you're back to just humans and being assholes. And it's like, you know, the problems could easily be solved if the Avenger just picked up the phone and said, hey, dude, I need some help. And like they're always, I get it, right? Like it's a TV show. It's Disney, it's Marvel. It's just like sometimes that's what takes me out of the story. Is like, dude, Hawkeye, doesn't he just have like fucking what's his name on speed dial and he can just come and Hulk out and kill the whole tracksuit guys? Like,
oh, some generic villains. Real quick side quest. I mean, this is Friday right now when this is coming out. And I read this article on Wednesday. So it's a side quest of Spider-Man pre-sale tickets exceeding $35 million already for pre-sale, which just came out this past Monday.
Wow. That's
and I think Eternals did like 150,000 pre-sale. Black Widow did about the same. So the reason why I bring this up, because it goes into what I think you're saying, is people don't necessarily give a shit about, you know, if Hawkeye gets a splinter, he gets sepsis. He's done.
Yeah.
He can get COVID. He's done.
Yeah. Like, is he mouth sick or butt sick? And now he has to basically play on the sidelines. He's human. But yes, you're right. He's done. And I guess I'm not surprised with all the hype around Spider-Man and what the movie could be. I'm trying to limit my expectations. I need to stay off the boards. I need to stop looking at theories. Like, I went so far deep into it that I just feel like I'm going to watch it and just be unimpressed because of all the high expectations I set for it. So I'm trying to stay away and be a good little boy so Santa brings me gifts.
See, I moderately disagree with you because, as you know, the way that I operate,
oh yeah,
I don't want my expectations to be too high and then to be disappointed. But at the same time, I want to go into the movie understanding all that's going on. So when you get like that little Kraven Easter egg, and they're setting up the Kraven movie in 2 years from now, and you're like, oh, I see what you did there. But if you watch it with completely fresh eyes, you're not going to pick up on that shit.
Yeah, fair point. I like that. Yeah, we'll see what happens. It's coming out very soon. We got like a week left. Comes out the 17th. So hang on tight. One more week, and I'm sure some shit will go down. I'm sure something will leak online. I'm sure, who knows? Like, everybody's after this movie because it's the next big one that everybody actually cares about. It's not Black Widow. And so we do have a fan side question on the Hawkeye topic from Defend the Movie. They ask, who's your favorite character on Hawkeye and why is it the dog? And so it's not a spoiler. The dog's all over the promos, but they befriend a dog and find a dog, and it's a nice little character. So far in two episodes, I don't know if I have a favorite character. I'm trying to find one. That's maybe why I'm having a difficulty with really enjoying the show. I love Jeremy Renner as an actor. You know, Haley Steinfeld is kind of cool, but, you know, so far I suppose Hawkeye is my favorite character just because there's not really too much to work with yet. We'll ask this question again when we get to the end of the series. So, thanks for that question. But Justin, any favorites so far in the first episode?
It's easily Armand Seven.
Armand Seven or, musical Captain America. He's the best.
Sorry, Ant-Man.
Yeah, he's the best.
He wasn't even there.
He's the best. So, Jeff, yeah, I would hold off if I were you. But the only thing you run into there is if they drop some big shit episode 3, 4, or 5 or whenever, you might find out about it before you want to. So I'll let you play that one how you want to. It's your life. You're a human being. You're an adult. Go do it, okay?
It's your life.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, hey, we're going to head into our next segment here, boys. So hang tight.
Bond. James Bond.
I'll be back.
You shall not pass!
Use the Force, Luke.
All right. It wouldn't be a Triple H episode if we didn't have a very popular, the best Triple H movie in the world. It is 2004's Blade Trinity, starring Wesley Snipes, but most importantly, Triple H. We also have Ryan Reynolds in a very interesting goatee, Jessica Biel. This is the kind of climax, the end-all be-all of the third installment of the Blade trilogy. So, I mean, at this point in the world, Marvel and comic book characters weren't exactly the most popular thing ever. They were just kind of being reintroduced, let's say. I know there was movies in the 70s, 80s, some in the 90s that were very campy and low budget that I'm sure some of you maybe love or you just never heard of. But this was around the time where, like, Sam Raimi's Spider-Man started kicking off, and now Mr. Wesley Snipes himself, he was now into his third movie. I think the first one came out in 1999, and this was kind of the first taste in comic books and comic book movies, and especially a movie that's a hard R rating. And not only that, but Justin, Triple H is in this movie. Do you remember this little nugget, Blade Trinity?
Hunter Hearst Helmsley, bring in the thunder. No, I watched this movie probably last maybe 5 years ago. Sad story, my little brother was in the hospital with a deflated lung.
Oh.
Totally okay. He's totally fine.
Good.
But so I went to go spend some time with him, and we were just hanging out in the hospital, and I was like, dude, let's watch Blade Trinity. And we popped it up on the computer, and we were watching it, and we were laughing so hard that he had to call the nurse for a hit of morphine.
Oh my god, it must have hurt so bad too. There was
I just kept, you know, aching him on and on and on and on, just because it's such. And the thing is, like, the wrestling match that happens between Blade and Triple H at the end, and they're suplexing each other, and there's power bombs, and I think Blade throws a DDT down. It's just,
yeah,
it's so of the time, and you have Ryan Reynolds as Hannibal King, and it's just so unique. And I really hope that when they do have the remake, that I hope that the reboot or whatever with Ali that's coming out,
yeah,
that it does justice to the original, but it also does justice to pave its own path for greatness.
Absolutely. So this movie came out just about 17 years ago on December 8th, 2004. Jeff, were you lining up at the movie theater to go see this bad boy?
I was not. But all I remember from that movie is the weird deformed dog.
Oh,
that got teeth or something.
Yeah, I totally remember that. And Justin, like you mentioned, like, this movie was not supposed to be funny, but it was just like so over the top. I don't know what they were trying to do with it, but it was almost like, just, Blade was awesome because it was just very cool, unique, and obviously from the comics, but it was just like a cool, fun movie. And who doesn't forget, like, the 10-minute long club song in the beginning? I mean, it's just, that's a classic. Blade Trinity, it almost turned into a joke. And I heard some behind the scenes drama was going on, to where, like, Wesley Snipes was way too into himself, and he just basically made it like a living hell for the folks on set. Like, he wouldn't show up for rehearsals, he would just show up, he would request like very ridiculous things. I don't have the list right in front of me, but everybody out there, just go Google Blade Trinity and like Wesley Snipes bullshit, and you'll come up with the list. But it was just like, everybody was pissed off at Wesley Snipes because he was so full of himself, because he thought, you know, he's this big hot shot, it's my third movie, like, you guys work for me. And everybody else had to work like double hours, and he had his stand-ins do most of the work. And it was just a shit show. So it's just funny to see like Ryan Reynolds in that movie, like trying to be a serious actor. Like, this is my next big thing. This is my calling. And here he is now.
Patton Oswalt's in it as well, isn't he?
That's a good question. Is Patton Oswalt in it? I don't know. Oh yeah, he is. He is. I'm looking at it right now on Wikipedia. He's somebody named Hedges. I forget what that is. Was he a vampire?
No, I think he's the third member of Hannibal King's team.
Oh, yeah.
So it was Ryan Reynolds, Jessica Biel, and then Patton Oswalt.
Yes. Oh my god. What was his name? Was that the second one or third one with who was Hellboy? Ron Perlman? He was in the
Ron
second
Perlman.
One, right?
Oh, that I don't remember. You got me beat there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I thought he was in this one. But yeah, it was just such a like clusterfuck of a movie. I think in my lifetime, I've probably seen it like 2.5 times on like, I don't know, DVD, I guess it would have been. Probably not even Blu-ray. but that's our little retro movie there. I mean, it's a joy. And obviously, since it's a Triple H episode, we had to bust it out. Jeff, is it on your shelf to this day? Is it in your streaming? Is it something that you go back and adore now after 17 years?
I don't think I've seen it.
Okay.
Since it came out. I don't even own it. I never have owned it. I don't even know where you can stream it. I've never even seen it.
Yeah. I don't think they give it out for free. I don't even know. I mean, it's probably in the bin at Walmart for like, please just take me. Like, somebody, we just got to get rid of the stock. We got too much stock here. Well, I hope, Justin, like you said, I do hope they do the new movie some justice. And Mahershala Ali, I'm sure, I mean, the dude's badass by himself, so I can't imagine he's going to do anything but a great job and take it in a new direction and spin. And I mean, if Wesley Snipes is still around, hopefully he is, I'm sure he is, it's a young guy, but I'm sure there's going to be some ridiculous cameo.
Gee, what kind of bad wishes are you putting
I
down
don't
on
know,
Wesley
man.
Snipes there?
I'm scared. I just don't know. I don't know when the movie's like filming. I don't know when it's coming out, but who knows? Wesley Snipes might be back in jail for evading taxes. Nobody knows. Who knows?
Maybe he comes back as Whistler.
Oh god. Yeah, we wish you all the best, Mr. Snipes. Please hang in there and be in more movies. I miss Wesley Snipes. He was a good actor. All right, moving on to our last main quest of the day. We are going to talk about some Last H, which is holidays. Holidays, right? We're in December now. It's the holidays. Could be a quick one. Guys, are we in the holiday spirit? Did we decorate at home? Are we ready for Christmas? Are we excited? Did we get Christmas shopping done? Jeff, I'm throwing this one over to you.
I got some shopping done, but that's about it. Just all the holiday parties now going to start up each Saturday. So looking forward to that. And then before you know it, it's Christmas and then it's New Year's.
Yep. And then it's just everybody's depressed in January coming right up. I'm the same. I'm kind of in the holiday spirit. Like the lights are up and the decorations are up. I always enjoy a little bit of snow. Just give us a little bit, couple inches, nothing crazy. I don't want to shovel all fucking day. But it's slowly getting there. Like the movies are coming out and the chill is in the air and it's just nice to start doing some Christmas shopping. So I feel like, you know, I enjoy the holidays. They're fun. It's great to see family. Great to see you guys during some of our events that we have. So I think I'm slowly getting into that little holiday spirit. Justin, what about you?
Yeah, I'm a little bit in the same boat as Jeff. Being out of the country for Thanksgiving was a little bit of a different spin. So coming back to the Americas was kind of like seeing all the lights up and driving up and seeing the neighborhood lit up, and I kind of felt like I missed something. But tree is up, putting up decorations, putting up lights, bought a lot of presents already. Etsy is a miracle worker for that. I'm ready for it. I mean, I feel like I missed the boat on Thanksgiving. And get me some turkey and get it in my belly. So no, I'm super. We have a lot planned as a group of friends, audience, Claudia. Hopefully we see you at one point. I don't know where you're going to be, but maybe we'll bring you a cookie.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah, I forgot about Christmas cookies. It's that time, it's that month where you're allowed to gain as much weight as you want. Don't let anybody else tell you otherwise. Just go for it. Have that extra hot chocolate. Have more cookies. You'll have all January, February, March, and whatever until it gets warm out again to, work it off. Or just, you know, make that the new you. Go for it. So, yeah, we're definitely in the holiday spirit. And one last final side question from our fans at Mike Knight Official. Shout out to those guys. We had a great episode back in our archives. Go check it out. They ask, since this was the Triple H episode, who is the greatest wrestling hero? So I guess I'll throw it out there with my favorite. I mean, obviously this is a Triple H episode. He was not my favorite. I am sorry. He's not my biggest hero. To me, it was Sting. I feel like he had the best anti-hero hero arc. He was such a cool, mysterious character. I know I've talked about him in the past, but he was my favorite, and I feel like he's my favorite hero as far as wrestling goes. He's the one that I watched the most and tuned into the most. So I'm going to throw that hat into the ring, pun intended. Jeff, I got to toss it over to you. Who, if you have one, do you have a favorite wrestler?
So I don't watch much wrestling, so I don't know, Hulk Hogan, I guess. I don't really watch wrestling, so I don't really have a
Your answer is Tommy Gunn. Your answer is Tommy Gunn.
Tommy Gunn.
There you go. Shout out to Flea Machine. Justin, what about you? We know, heads up audience, as you probably already know, but Justin is a big wrestling fan. So Justin, without further ado, your answer.
It's true. So I'm going to give two answers for two different reasons. My all-time favorite wrestler has always been and still is The Undertaker. I loved the way that they built his character, his athleticism, his behind-the-scenes ability to lead other wrestlers and to, like, mentor them to become better than what they thought that they could be was just always so excellent. I've never met him. I would shake his hand, and he's a big mother effer, but that would be an interesting one. He's got a decent resume. He was in Suburban Commando, if you remember that movie, with Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Definitely acted in that. But on like a sub note, like in terms of like a wrestler that I actually like really looked up to, that I appreciated the shtick that he brought to the ring, and had a horrible tragic ending. Owen Hart.
Mm.
I loved him, his character. He had, like, to compare like the WWE / F to like Marvel Comics, you had Bret Hart, who was sort of the Scott Summers Cyclops. And then you had Owen Hart, who was kind of the Alex Summers Havoc. He was the younger, brash brother that wanted more, that but could not get out of his older brother's shadow. And it just always brought an interesting dynamic to the ring. And he was doing his blue blazer shtick. And unfortunately, I was not at the pay-per-view. I was watching it from home when he came down from the rafters and the cable snapped. And there's a great documentary on YouTube if you ever want to learn more about Owen Hart's just sheer ability as a wrestler and the tragedy of him losing his life in the ring.
Yeah. That's a good one. I do remember that. That was back when I was heavily into wrestling. Me and my neighbor, we'd watch it all the time. Shout out to him, that they had a black box, so I was over there all the time watching that pay-per-view, you know? And that was fun. But thanks for the question, Mike Knight Official. We do appreciate it. And shout out to not only you, but also Defend the Movie, at Defend the Movie. So go check those podcasts out. Thanks for the questions, folks. Keep them coming. Let us know. Sometimes we wrap our entire episode around your questions. So we hope you enjoyed our very special Triple H episode, where we honor him with the favorite movie of Blade Trinity. So go check that out. Let us know about your death battle, who wins, Happy Hogan, Herman Munster, and more. So, gentlemen, with that, what's the best way to end this episode?
Crickets.
I feel like Jeff, somebody, maybe Jeff or Justin, but you mentioned Herman Munster getting his head cut off by Happy. I'm just curious, what does that sound like?
So I've got an idea. Jeff, you're Happy. I'm Herman. You attack me, and then I get my head chopped off.
Yes. One.
None of that sounded anything like either of those gentlemen, but I loved it. Every minute of it.
Done.
So much farts.